smiling day.
Proud smile every day.
Helping someone on life's way. From the paths of sin, bring the wanderers in to the master's fold to stay. Help to cheer the lone and sad. Help to make some weary glad. Let your life so be that all of us may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
Good morning and welcome to 1 hour of God's Music. I'm Earlene Starnes. With me is Ken Hurley. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Earlene, and good morning, everyone.
We are very blessed, and we thank you for tuning in. You're going to enjoy it, and so stay tuned for the full hour. Right now, we have our favorite group, my favorite group, maybe. There's so many.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Triumphant Quartet, and they're singing Less Like Me, and the next song is by them also, so I might as well just announce it.
Yeah.
It's called Arise, My Love, Triumphant Quartet.
Oh, I have days I lose the fight. I try my best, but just don't get it right. Where I talk a talk that I don't walk and miss the moments right before my eyes. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. When I just can't see past myself, Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me. Yeah, there's no denying I have changed, 'cause I've been saved from who I used to be. Best, I must confess, I still need help to see the way you see. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. When I just can't see past myself, Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me. I want to feed the beggar on the street, learn to be your hands and feet, freely give what I've received. Lord, help me be. I want to put you first above all else, love my myself. In the moments no one sees, Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me. A little more of a living, everything I preach. A little more like Jesus, a little less like me. Yeah, yeah. A little less like me.
Not a word was heard at the tomb that day. Just shuffling soldiers' feet as they guarded the grave. One day, 2 days, 3 days had passed. Could it be that Jesus breathed his last? Could it be that his Father had forsaken him, turned his back on his Son, despising our sin? All hell seemed to whisper, just forget him, he's dead. Then the Father looked down to his Son, and he said,
arise, my love, arise, my love.
The grave no longer has a hold on you.
No more destiny, no more suffering.
And the tomb began to shake, and like lightning from heaven, that old stone was rolled away. And as dead men, the guards, they all stood there in fright, as the power of love displayed its might.
This is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. John 10:10 says that Jesus came so we can have an abundant life. This abundant life begins when we accept Jesus as our personal Savior, and the Holy Spirit dwells in us and begins to change us from the inside out. Galatians 5:22 describes this transformation. It says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." If you believe in Jesus and are not experiencing this fruit, don't be discouraged. It takes time for fruit to mature. Just continue to water and care for it by reading the Word of God. Check out Galatians 5:22 for yourself and be encouraged that knowing Jesus can lead to a fruitful life. This is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Dr. Wilson. Up next, we have Brian Free and Assurance. This is called That's Why We Pray.
To be thankful for the blessings of the day. To be grateful for the food and hands that made. To acknowledge only one deserves our praise. That's why we pray. Joy that goes beyond our circumstance. To know power that's outside these human hands. To be filled with love for each and every man. That's why. That's why we pray. For the wisdom to discern the wrong from right. To gain strength when we're weary from the fight. To find peace here in the chaos of the night. That's why.
Find forgiveness here before the mercy seat. That's why we pray.
All right, we're excited because Thursday, November the 14th, 7 p.m., we have a special artist coming to Northwest Church. That's Scotty Inman, who has been here 8 times, 6 times with Triumphant Quartet. Now, this will be his second time to come as a soloist. He brings his cousins with him, and they are great musicians. They write music, and, well, that Scotty writes music. And so you're going to enjoy Scotty Inman. We're going to play him several times as we come up to his concert, so keep listening to the show. He's got 2 albums out now, and we're excited about that, too. And so it's going to be Northwest Church, November 14th, on a Thursday, 7 p.m., 5415 Northwest Avenue in Fresno.
And we have Scotty to sing for us right now. I believe he co-wrote this song as well. It's called Sunrise.
all of heaven stood still as he spoke with his Father. The angels leaned in, waiting on the word from God. The earth held its breath, caught up in the wonder. Some saw a sign that hope soon would come. With the heart of a father, God told the Son to rise, shine your light, Savior of the world, sunrise. For 33 years, he walked among us, teaching the loving the lost. Jesus knew it was time. Alone in the garden, he prayed, not mine, but your will be done. With the heart of a father, God told the Son to rise. Tomorrow, he bowed his head as he hung on a bloodstained cross. Dead in the tomb, but God's Spirit was moving. Then on the third day, he conquered the grave and he.
Now you've probably heard about the alligators, but if not, we invite you to experience a wonderful breakfast or lunch at the location where they're found. The alligators are residing safely on the corner of Champlain and Perrin. The Mason family have them under control, and they greet you anytime you come in for a scrumptious meal. Owner Carrie Mason has been with the Huckleberry Company over 15 years, and in 2017, Carrie and her husband, Barry, bought this location. Each of their children have worked in their family-oriented business. The business focuses on God's will and His ultimate glory. While making sure each guest or customer is honored, cared for, and treated like family. We hope to see you when you're at the 1083 East Champlain Drive location of Huckleberry's Don't forget to mention Don Smith's Gospel Favorites at this location and receive a free Mardi Gras beignet with the purchase of a meal. Who's your Huckleberry?
That's right. Who's your Huckleberry? Well, up next, we have the group called Endless Highway with their song, This Is the Moment. Announcing a evening of praise and worship. This is with the California Melody Boys, and it's going to be for the Tulare Church of God. So if you're anywhere around there, you definitely want to be there. 159 South A Street, Tulare, California. That is going to be Saturday, the 5th of October, and starting at 6 p.m. So get that on your calendar, and we're going to hear from them next. That's right. We have the California Melody Boys coming up next with their song, All of My Heart.
All of my heart. was lost. You called me by my name. All my mind.
All my strength.
I love you, Lord, with all of my heart. I love you with all of my heart. I love you, Lord, with all of my heart. I love you with all of my heart.
My heart, I love you with all of my heart. I love you, Lord, with all of my heart. I love you with all of my heart. Yes, I love you, Lord, with all of my heart.
Friends, this is where I invite you to give us a call if you'd like to have Reliance, my trio Reliance, come and sing for your church or special event. Here's the number, 559-974-2397. Again, that's 559-974-2397. We'd love to talk to you.
So now Reliance sings for you, Jump Across Jordan.
Time ago I heard an old story about a king who came from glory. Started wearing the robes of a man to see what it was like down here. I guess he didn't really like this rat race. He said, I'm gonna build a better place with an open invitation. Don't you wanna come along? I'm gonna jump across Jordan, step on the shore. I won't have to worry anymore. I can't wait to hear those angels sing the heavenly choir. I'm gonna hook up with my old friends, talk about how we all made it in, and then before we find out what heaven's really all about, we're gonna shout. Well, I've had a good life here, yes I know, but it won't be long till I go on a trip like I've never been to this place I've never seen. But what's really weighing on my mind now is how I'm gonna tell everybody somehow about the happy ever after life. Now don't you wanna come along? We're gonna jump across Jordan, step on the shore. I won't have to worry anymore. I can't wait to hear those angels singing in the heavenly choir. I'm gonna hook up with my old friends, talk about how we all made it in, and then before we find out what heaven's really all about, I'm gonna jump across Jordan, step on the shore. I won't have to worry anymore. I can't wait to hear those angels singing in the heavenly choir.
It's time for a news break on KMJ Fresno, but don't go away because we'll be right back with more great gospel songs. So stay tuned.
We're gonna